Okay, I'm from Romania, from a family of eight. My father died at a young age. He spent some time in a concentration camp. Anyway, asked my sister if we are Jewish. She says no. Okay. Anyway, so my mother left with eight children. And of course, Romania have no welfare. If you were to tell my mother she's going to be like us, working for people just for food, she would not believe it because her background comes from a wealthy family. Anyway, so I was the youngest, eight. So then had a problem in school, couldn't learn too well my lessons, and I had a really good school teacher who pulled my ears and slapped me and kicked me, whatever, you know.
That explains
And well, yeah. And one day I was like in the second grade. I was like about 12 years old. I was the tallest kid in the class. Everyone else about this tall.
Right.
So the teacher called me up, says, "Come here, Stan, I want to show you something." So she pointed some sheep in somebody's backyard and says, "I didn't understand." She says, "You see those sheep over there? Yeah, they're waiting for you. That's the end of your schooling." And that was the end of the school. So then I became a shepherd, but had a problem. I couldn't count. So I needed to count the sheep. Took me years to learn how to count. Another problem. I don't know how I end, but how I end in this part of Romania, in Banat. And, I was a shepherd there. I had 1,000 sheep. Yeah, so I was right next to shepherd. I had to sleep outside with their flocks. And that part, I didn't like it. Anyway, so I had 1,000 sheep, and I was right on the border with Yugoslavia in Romania, and I crossed the border there in one night, drunk, by going to Yugoslavia to make more money with two of my friends. And of course, that didn't really work too well. I end up in jail in Yugoslavia. Spy. Oh, I never heard the word spy before. I was too young. I was only 15 and a half. So I was in jail with the adults. So I was interrogated there for 30 days. So in one day, after about 3 months, they tell us there were like 48 people in that prison, all Romanian. And they elected 8 people out of 48, and I was one of them in that group, in my friends too. So they took us another jail outside Belgrade, which is the capital of Yugoslavia. And this civilian says to us, "We're going to be here for 7 days." Okay, that's great. I don't know what going to go after 7 days. So after 7 days, it happened just like he said. It was other Romanian, this particular jail, lots of Romanian in that jail. It was like about 80 or 90, and they said, "Well, they told us the same, and we've been here for 6, 7 months." Oh, this doesn't sound good. Anyway, after 7 days, I was released. I was taken to between Yugoslavia and Austrian border. Says if you go over the hills, by morning you should reach Trieste, which is in Italian. That's where we went. We're crossing the mountain from Yugoslavia to Trieste. And it was snowing like the sky was broken. I never see so much snow in my life. It was like beyond the knee up. Oh my gosh. And I was like, I had a summer uniform, so you can figure it out. I had a rubber boots. I wanted to die then, but God didn't want to let me to die. Anyway, so I went to Italy. I got to Italy. By morning, I got arrested there by the Carabinieri. I was sleeping in a train station. And I woke up and this big machine gun was pointing right to my face. I say, if you move an inch, you'll be dead. So then this put me in this van. He's taking me back to Yugoslavia. I just came from this road. We just missed the camp like about by one street in the night. When we came down the mountain, the camp was on that mountain, the refugee camp. So they took us to the refugee camp, and I was down there till like 79. I got to 77, you know, I was in refugee till 79, and they transferred us to Latina, to another camp. And from there, says, they give us all sorts of paper to write to a certain organization to sponsor you, or I want to go to Australia or New Zealand. That was my place. Lots of sheep, you know. And, you don't believe it. They didn't want to take me. I was like, I was disbelieved. So, in a refugee camp, I made a friend I met a Jewish guy from Romania who was in the refugee camp. His name was Petre. Yeah, you know, George knows, Peter, whatever. Yeah. And I said, listen, what should I write to this organization? I never wrote, and I don't have too much education. She says, Stan, you give me your name and your birth, I write the letter. I said, okay. So he wrote the letter. 2 weeks later, I was a sponsor. I had a sponsor to America, just like that. Bada bim, bada boom. Yeah. You know. You know. So I never knew what was in that letter till I got to America. Yeah. So this particular church in San Leandro, in Bancroft, looking for a Romanian pastor. I'm it. Sponsor me right away, no problemo. You know, got to America. Rest his soul, Avant Breton, who sponsored me. You know, I got they got me all the way to San Francisco. I got this guy named Mike picked me from the airport. We got here like I don't know 9 or 9 o'clock at night. So we had a nice apartment for me in Bancroft. I never see such a beautiful place. In the morning, the sponsor come, says, okay, I want to know where is the pastor. So we're looking at each other like it was raining with thunder or something. I don't know. I said, what the heck are you talking about? None of us is a pastor here. You crazy? So, but he says, I sponsor a pastor, a Romanian pastor. And I know one name in Romania is one name, Cioban. That's the only name I ever know for a shepherd. So, but there was another name, much nicer name. Pastor, that's the name of the, I didn't made it up. That's the name. So, one poor man saw that, he knew what he's got. But I was too young to be a pastor. I was only 19. So, you know, I was drinking, smoking. There's no way I could be a pastor, you know. And I like, you know, party time. Anyway, so then he come to me and say, what's your occupation? I say, Cioban. Oh, my gosh. That's when he fell the piano on him. That's when he realized the mistake he made. So that's how I write to America. So the guy says, listen, you got one choice. Stay, I'm going to help you out somehow. I don't know how. There's no ships in America anyway.
No, I don't know.
No, there was none there. None. Zero.
They're two-legged sheep.
Yeah, okay, two-legged sheep. Okay. So, I tell you, put me in this factory, worked there for, oh gosh, short time. I got fired, so it was so much noise. I was I remember those birds, you know, wild and so peaceful where I was with my sheep, just banging in this factory. I just couldn't take it, so I got fired. And from there, I became instant homeless. Yeah, on my 20th birthday, welcome to America, homeless. So I was homeless from 1980 to about, gosh, 87? Yeah, something like that. I lost track of that, yeah. And I was in Oakland, and, you know, pretty much that's what I was. And then I got a job, and that didn't last very long. I closed down the factory. You know, this Baptist church helped me out to get a job, a steel worker, like doing some cleaning. Okay. And that didn't last very long. Then got some, you know, some business, and that didn't last neither. Gone foreclosure, and on it goes. So, enemy number one started from the beginning, became homeless again. Man, this is just doesn't want to leave me, this cancer. Whatever. So then, but this time, you know, I was breaking up with my girlfriend, with my Carol, my little Jewish girl. So in this bank where I was making deposits and stuff like that, I met this girl, which I want to light up for chimney. That was my line for the girls, anyway. Sometimes they didn't say very nice things, but that was my line, anyway. So, she was from Cuba. Nancy was her name. Very beautiful girl. So, she says, listen, Stan, I'll go out with you on one condition. I said, what's that? You go to the church with me. I said, well, I've been to many churches. Oh, you know, I go Friday nights drinking and smoking and maybe adultery. And Sunday I go to church. No problem. I accept. So, well, this was one of a kind. I telling you, I went to this church in Bay Island, Cole. You know, you all know where Bay Island is. Bay Farm Island was the name of the church. Baptist Church in Alameda. You know, the little subdivision there with all the million-dollar house in there. So, the guy's name is Jim. So, I don't remember what he preached, but I got converted right there next to her. Man. So, I went in the front and I said, Jim, I said, I want to be baptized. Whoa, wait a minute. You just got here today and you want to be baptized? I said, yeah. This is it. I want to be baptized. After 30 days, if you feel the same, then we'll baptize. So I came back 30 days later, dunked me in that water, and I felt the Holy Spirit like Yeshua. So that's pretty much it. Oh, then I became homeless again. I was living in my car. First class hotel on a wheel. So then I met this lady, a Japanese lady. I was 24-hour fitness in the sauna. She was trying to preach to me, but I knew the Bible that real well. I went along with her, and she's telling me, I want you to come to our church, North Creek. I said, where the heck is that? I'm really connected to the Wanna Creek with North Creek. So then I went shower and all that. Then I met her again on the way out. I said, wow, this is something. So, all right, she gave me some direction. I show up here. And, well, she bought me lunch. She says, I feel the Holy Spirit is telling me to buy you some lunch. I said, you don't have to. It's okay. God is taking care of me. So he invited me here. Then I met Jennifer and David. I met him over here.
Awesome.
Yeah, Austin. And I told him about my background and all that. He says, well, we have a gather here, a Jewish gather here. Really? I said, where's the temple? You know, stuff like that. No. He says, some Jewish guy told me, oh, those are Jewish for Jesus. I never heard that word before. Nah, okay. So no, messianic, okay, that's better. So, then I didn't have a Bible. And he says, how come you here and I have a Bible? I said, well, I'm slow reading. Actually, I don't read at all. So, zero reading. Anyway, so, well, David says, well, I can fix that. Okay, all right. The next Sunday come, he brought me a Bible. I said, wait a minute, I told you I can't read. I just told you that. He says, no. Just open it. Open it, and it was 64 CDs. Oh, my gosh. 64 CDs. It really is. Okay. Anyway, so that was my Bible. I've been gone that Bible. This is my 10th time. So that's how I came here. And that was like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, at least. Yeah. Yeah.